I was born in Chappell County, Oklahoma.
And you came from Oklahoma direct to the Tulare Farm Workers Community here in Visalia?
No, I came from Bear Valley, Calipatry.
Then you came on down here?
Went from there to Coast.
Did you find the living conditions along the route better than they were in Oklahoma?
Well, after I entered Arizona, California, I did. Not until I did.
Yes, what was it back in Oklahoma? What was the reason why that you left there and came to California?
Well, I didn't have any home, no more than with a rabbit, just from one place to another trying to find work or something that would be.
Just in other words, just a place to put your head.
Yeah, just some place where I could get just half enough to eat. Didn't expect, enough to eat or anything like that.
How many you got in family, Mr. Kelly?
I have four.
Four in family. Your wife and yourself and children.
Yes, right. Wife and two little boys and
you couldn't make a living for your family back in Oklahoma.
No, sir.
So you had to go someplace where there was work.
That's right.
Well, what brought you to California? What was the main thing of coming to California?
Well, of course, I was like most others. I had folks here, relation, my wife and me. They would write, of course, to me that there was work and ways of getting something to eat more so than there was in Oklahoma City.
Well, you just go ahead then and explain just how you found conditions in California since you've been here, Mr. Turner, will you please?
Well, I come into California, Imperial Valley. When I left Oklahoma, I was walking, me and my wife and two babies. We come into Texas and we got us an old rattle trap car, automobile. And then we come on into Mexico and pick cotton, Arizona. Went into California in January. Picked peas in Imperial Valley. From there we come to, went to the coast, picked peas. From there back to Fresno County and picked cotton. Stayed there during the winter, spring, summer, and then come here to Tulare, Government Camp.
Have you been satisfied with the camps?
Yes, you betcha. I've never had any idea going back to Oklahoma, though.
I'm glad you have, and I hope that your family and yourself, Mr. Turner, will prosper in California. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Why I left Oklahoma? Well, the reason I left Oklahoma, I couldn't find enough of work to do to support my family, me and my wife and six kids. And there wasn't nothing to do there but a little timber work, and when you cut a rick of wood and hauled it in town and sold it, you only got $1.25 and you're lucky if you sold it for the rick. Well, if there weren't any farm work, no fruit work, and when you was lucky enough to get a day's work, they paid you only 10 cents an hour. And I left there and come to California to try to support my family and to school them. I have six kids, and they're all school age. They're putting the baby in the kindergarten school. And I'll come out here, I would like to give them an education, and that's one reason why I come out here. And I'm proud to come and don't have any intention of going back. Because I can make a living here so much easier than I could back.
Mr. Robinson, do you think that you have prospered by coming to California?
Yes, sir. I know I have.
You wouldn't think of going back to Oklahoma? Things would brighten up back there?
No, sir. Don't have any idea going back.
Well, we're certainly glad for that, Mr. Turner, or Mr. Robinson.
Gene, you probably have stories. You're a young fellow. Well, in Oklahoma in about 1930, there happened to be a depression at that time. And my uncle owned a hotel in a small town of Chickasha, Oklahoma. And this hotel had a big glass front all across the front. And I used to sit in that hotel many a day and look across the street where people was lined up down the streets with buckets in their hand, going to get a bucket of soup for supper. And that's all they had. Every day they was back for another bucket of soup. Well, it was almost our turn to do the same thing until an uncle of mine purchased a farm, and we worked on the farm for him for $20 a month. And we done pretty good for about 5 years. Crops failed, and so we sold out and started on the road to Arizona. And we bought a Packard Straight 8. Started out here with a Packard Straight 8 and a two-wheel trailer. And we had pretty good luck on the way. And we stopped off in New Mexico and worked for the Snow Range. Picked cotton for 75 cents a hundred. Mostly Mexicans, and the contractors beat you out of the little cotton you'd pick. So we started on for Arizona. And in Arizona, we landed in at Chandler, Arizona, and picked cotton for the Goodyear outfit. And then we come on over in California in 38. And at that time, came quite a flood here in California. And we, on the way through Los Angeles, my brother was riding in another car with another fella. And they got lost off from the group. And they had a flat tire. And that night it came quite a rain. And water got up to over the running boards of the car. And almost came in the door of the car. And they couldn't get out. They just slept there all night. And the water never got plumb up in the car. So next morning, they got someone to pull them out. And the feller just ahead of them, he got a little farther on down the road where the water was high. And water got so high and drowned his car out and about to wash it away. And he and his wife and three little children had to swim out. And we landed on over in the Copas P camp at Point Conception, farthest point west in California, picking peas. And people was just about starved to death, and no way to get any groceries. The road was very near blockaded between the towns and the point. And people would go down to the preacher, and the preacher had a mother who had some money, and she wired it in to him. And he would take six-shooters, old tires, jacks, car pumps, anything, and you could pawn for a little money to buy groceries with. And that went on for 2 or 3 weeks until the peas got ready to pick and got dry enough to pick, and the people went out and they never cleared any money, just enough to barely get away from there. And then we went on up north to Winters, California, and picked almonds, peaches, pears, and that's from there we came down here, and just about winds up my story.